There's nothing a seasoned waterfowler loves more than introducing a new hunter to the fold. Waterfowler Heritage Day provides an incredible opportunity to do this, and the OFAH hosts youth hunts for apprentice hunters who have no mentor. It's so easy to get started, so pass it on at www.ofah.org.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
I talk to past recipients of OFAH Fish and Wildlife Grants. Lena Vanden Eldsen, recipient of the OFAH St. Catharines Game and Fish Association Fish and Wildlife Research Grant for environmental factors influencing the autumn and winter distribution of dabbling ducks in the Atlantic and Mississippi flyways of North America. Josie Ann Otis, recipient of the OFAH Zone G Oakville and District Rod and Gun Club Wildlife Research Grant on the hybridization of eastern wolf and coyote. Game Preserve and OFAH Youth Hunting host Bruce Janinga talks about upland birds and the upcoming youth hunts, plus the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on a new Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news. As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030. Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Joining us today is Lena Vandenelson, recipient of the OFAH St. Catharines Game and Fish Association Fish and Wildlife Research Grant for environmental factors influencing autumn and winter distribution of dabbling ducks in the Atlantic and Mississippi flyways of North America. Dabbling ducks being like our mallards, am I correct there?
Our mallards, black ducks, teal, widgeon, gadwall, all of them.
Okay, so all the stuff that doesn't quite, it tries to dive down, but it doesn't quite get its posterior into the water. It just tips instead of diving right under the water, right?
Yeah, all the puddle ducks.
Okay, and environmental factors influencing their distribution. So how did this study all come about and how does it work?
Well, it's my project is just a small piece of a much larger scale research project, and I did my master's with Long Point Waterfowl in Port Rowan, Ontario, and the University of Western Ontario in London. And what I did was I modeled weather data, so snow data, temperature, and I modeled it with waterfowl survey counts from different sites located throughout Canada and North America.
Okay.
So my main focus was the Atlantic Flyway and the Mississippi Flyway. So anything from the Atlantic coast out to Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, that was sort of mid-continent U.S.,
mm-hmm.
And with modeling it with weather data, I isolated these weather severity index thresholds, and that's sort of the weather that's required to move ducks south. So
okay.
How cold does it have to be before they migrate?
So they wouldn't, I mean, is that kind of saying then if it was, say, warm, you know, summer-type weather all the way through our winter that they perhaps would not migrate? Is it not, there's nothing to do with photo periods, or is it just basically checking to see what the triggers are? Is that kind of part of the data you're collecting?
Yes. So when I modeled my weather data, I did look at photo period or day length. And what I found is that for all of my study species, the only species where photo period did a better job at describing their movements was for blue-winged teal.
Oh, okay.
Everything else was weather data.
Okay. So they'll stay later so long as conditions permit.
Well, that's what our research is indicating. So with my research, it's sort of, as I mentioned previously, we've partnered up with various organizations, one being Ducks Unlimited, Inc. in the U.S., and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, and some climatologists, Michael Notaro from the University of Wisconsin. And he has some different climate change scenarios. And what we're seeing is that when we model these weather severity index thresholds, right now we've only done it for mallards and we're doing it for the rest of the study species. But it's showing that by the end of the 21st century, their migrations could be delayed for up to a month.
Wow.
And this has some pretty big implications because in Canada, most of our conservation planning is just for breeding habitat. And, you know, there's that distinct possibility that the Great Lakes region could be a wintering ground. And so we need to make sure we have enough foraging habitat at these northern locations to sustain waterfowl.
We will return with Lena Vandenelson and more duck distribution after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And
and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Joining us today is Lena Vanden-Eltzen, recipient of the OFAH St. Catharines Game and Fish Association Fish and Wildlife Research Grant for environmental factors influencing autumn and winter distribution of dabbling ducks in the Atlantic and Mississippi flyways of North America.
So it's not only when they kind of the onset of their migration, but this data is actually showing how this weather affects their distribution all the way through the whole period.
Yes, definitely with warming climate, there is that potential for a shift northward. And, you know, there is some variability in weather. So, you know, they won't be wintering there every year, but it's definitely a possibility that some winters when it's more mild, we'll see that.
Wow, that's interesting because I'm not a big-time waterfowl hunter. I've gone duck hunting before and obviously seen ducks here later in the season. Sometimes I've always thought that, you know, maybe some just stay here in winter all year, but I wasn't always aware of the fact that weather played a big role in whether they leave or not. But I suppose, you know, if they stay too long, the lakes all freeze. They can't do that anyway. But if the lakes don't freeze, then their habitat stays there, then they can stay too. So besides looking ahead at this model, what other type of interesting data have you extrapolated from this?
Well, we have partnered with Ducks Unlimited in the States, and we're mapping out these weather severity index thresholds with historical weather data. And so that will give us an idea of how their migrations or their distributions through Canada and the U.S. have changed historically. So it gives us a before, and you know, we get a before picture and we'll have an after picture. So it's really a great project, and I'm really glad that I got to contribute my little piece to the puzzle.
Well, yeah, and I can see how what you mean by it being a small piece of a large puzzle, because there's breeding, there's habitat, there's how large their young are going to be when they finally do leave, whether they're large enough, or obviously they're going to be more older now if this comes to fruition. So I can see how it does come into play into a larger picture of things, so to speak. So that's really interesting. Now, does this type of research, will it lend itself to any other models? Specifically, what I'm thinking of is maybe diving ducks.
It definitely it could be, not the exact same models could be applied, but there's definitely if, you know, someone wanted to develop similar weather models, they definitely could. How we chose some of our, what variables to incorporate in my models. Well, my research was based off of previous research done by Dr. Michael Schumer.
Okay.
When he was at Mississippi State. And he picked weather models for mallards based on their life history strategies. So he included snowfall because when there's snow on the ground for field feeding foragers like mallards, mm-hmm. it renders waste grains inaccessible. So weather variables were based on what we know about waterfowl and what their life history strategies are like. So we also included temperature because it makes it harder to thermoregulate, wetlands ice over once it gets below freezing. So we used similar variables for the rest of the dabbling duck species because they do have there are some vast differences between species with life history strategies, but for the most part, quite similar. So if someone were to tailor models based on what we know about diving ducks, that's definitely a possibility.
Very, very interesting. That's cool. So have you come to the end of this research now, or is there still some more data to collect and some more time to go on it?
I'm writing my thesis right now and hopefully defending this fall.
Excellent. So maybe we can catch up in the future and get some finalized facts from you.
Yes, most definitely.
So, Lena, is there anybody else that you'd like to thank that's helped you through with all this research? I'm sure that if you're dealing with the United States, you must have some other agencies or people down there that have helped you along the way.
Yes. As I mentioned previously, Ducks Unlimited, Inc., the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Landscape Conservation Cooperative, which funded a lot of my research, the U.S. Forest Service, Mississippi State University, and climatologist Michael Notaro from the University of Wisconsin, and Judah Cohen from the Atmospheric and Environmental Research, Inc., along with my supervisors, Dr. Michael Schumer and Dr. Scott Petrie. And I'd also like to thank the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters for supporting my research and making everything possible. And that funding went towards allowing me to attend conferences and present my research on a large scale.
Well, you're welcome, Lena. It was our pleasure to fund you, and I'm sure that the ducks are very happy, too, that they're getting all of this extra attention.
I'm sure they are.
We will be right back with a How to Let Go after these important messages from our sponsors.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Joining us is Jose and Otis, OFAH, Zone G, Oakville and District Rod and Gun Club Wildlife Research Grant recipient on the hybridization of Eastern Wolf and Coyote.
Jose, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
So back in, I guess it was 2014?
Yes, that, exactly.
You received a grant from Oakville Rod and Gun Club, OFAH, Zone G, for some research, a research grant for on hybridization of Eastern Wolf and Coyotes. So it sounds like the coyotes and the wolves are getting together in the woods.
Yeah, they are getting pretty close, I would say.
So when did you start your research on this?
So I started my master in January 2013. So I got the grant exactly a year after I started. So there was a decisive point where I was collecting samples at that time.
Okay. And the fact that this hybridization occurs, what was it that prompted you to have interest in this type of thing?
So I grew up on a farm in eastern Quebec, and there was coyotes on our lands. And I was asking my dad, it was saying the coyotes were new, fairly new. And I always have a really large interest like in wildlife conservation. And I finally found that coyotes were hybridizing with wolves, so they reproduce together. So the coyotes that we have in eastern Quebec are actually already like babies from wolf and coyote or hybridized long time ago. So they're fairly large.
Right, right, right. So obviously this is something that's ongoing. It changes the gene pool.
Yes.
Obviously. Changes our ecology, changes the way things happen, I suppose. What kind of data have you collected so far?
So we were very lucky that Trent University is really specialized in that kind of study. So I had already a big data pool with Trent, and I collected 300 additional samples from 11 states and three Canadian provinces, so all in eastern North America. So we had over 1,400 samples. When I talk about samples, it's tissue samples, so we can run genetic analysis.
Okay.
So we can't really identify these animals just by looking at them. We actually need to look in their genes. So I use those data to look to find the parental species, so the eastern coyote, the eastern wolf, and their hybrids. And this is from where I work to look at their different ecology.
Okay, so obviously, so we have two different, I've seen them both on my property. I've seen coyotes, which are obviously smaller, and I've seen one wolf, and I guess it's not common to see wolves. They're very shy. The one I did see was black, totally black in color, very large animal. So what's happening now with this? Are we going to see less wolves because of this, do you think? Is this something that's going to, are the hybrids able to still, do they still reproduce, or how does that all work?
Okay, so the system that we have in Ontario here, it's fairly complex. So I'm looking at two species, but there is also the gray wolf who produce hybrids with the two other species.
Okay.
And all of the hybrids produced can reproduce together or with the parental species again.
Oh, interesting.
So you get a really large, a very large diversity of animal going on the land. What we observe with my studies is that the hybrids were demonstrating an intermediate phenotype of the parents, which mean that they select habitat that they are midway between the two parental species.
Okay, okay. So they kind of find their niche or their place?
Exactly. It seems like they have their own niche for the moment. So it's fairly different for the wolves. There's really forested area, and coyote is a little bit more human modified habitat. The hybrids will be somewhere in between. It's hard to conclude right now because it's still fairly new. So we're thinking about like 80 years that the phenomenon is happening. So it's hard to conclude. And my study was looking at one little part of it, but there's still a lot of thing to look at.
We will return with Jose and Otis and the hybridization of Eastern Wolf and Coyote after these important messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Hey, let's go fishing.
great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Joining us is Jose Ann Otis, OFAH, Zone G, Oakville and District Rod and Gun Club, Wildlife Research Grant recipient on the hybridization of Eastern Wolf and Coyote.
Yeah, I can see that. There's quite a scope of data that, you know, and for somebody like myself or our listeners to identify, I mean, I think a coyote is pretty easy to identify. But how would we tell the difference between, say, a hybrid and a wolf itself? Is there a way or?
So it's using genetic right now. So if you have an hybrid between a wolf and a coyote, it can be possible to know that it's an hybrid, but after that, when this individual hybridizes again, you have a different size. So you can have, most of the time, we'll have an intermediate size of the species, but after that, the color and the ecology will be really hard to define. So I found an ecological differentiation, but still, like, visually, if you're not really used to it, if you're not a trapper that's on the field all the time, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, and I noticed the one thing that I could tell the difference was size. That was between, you know, the common coyotes that we do see around the property and the actual, I guess it was a brush wolf, I wouldn't know the difference, but the black one that I saw, which was literally twice the size of a coyote. It was massive. So I guess size would be one way, like between the two primaries anyway.
Quickly notify an individual, but really, even within my samples, I had some size and it was not always correlated with the species.
Right.
So it's really individual dependent.
Okay. So with all this, and obviously it's ongoing research that you're doing, collecting this data, collecting samples, how do you expect this, information to be useful in the future? And, what do you see happening with our wolf populations in Ontario?
So something really important that happened this spring is that the eastern wolf, so one of the species that I'm studying, got a new status with the Coast Civic. So do you know about the Committee on the Status of Endangered Wildlife in Canada? So they give a status of each species, and the eastern coyote was a special concern species, and it had so a higher risk now is a threatened species, which give the importance now to follow up of what is happening, because we say that it's most likely that the species will become extinct or endangered if we don't do anything about it. So to know what is going on with the ecology right now, with this hybridization that is going on, and with the coyote that's fairly more, it's more abundant than the wolf.
Yes.
It's very important. Also because hybridization is happening between coyote and wolf, but it's also happening between other species like lynx and bobcat.
Oh.
Or something more classic that people hear about is the grizzly and the polar bear.
I did hear something about that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very important in the coming year to know what is the impact, the ecological impact of those hybridization, because we don't know right now. So we know that hybridization happened mostly because we modify habitat and those species meet together.
Okay.
And they were not before.
Right.
But we don't really know what is the future of those meeting. And from there, you need to know what is the mate selection of the individual. Are we going to see homogenation or segregation? It's very hard to conclude right now.
Yeah. So that must be intriguing. So with all of that, does that consume all of your time, or do you have other interests, like, I'm not going completely off topic, but obviously you're interested in the outdoors. Are there other projects that you're working on?
Yeah, actually, I'm doing my master part-time right now because I got a job for the Research Center of Calgary Zoo.
Nice.
So I'm working in Grassland National Park on wildlife conservation, so with the prairie dogs and the black-footed ferrets. So yeah, I'm completing my master right now. I'm right in my field of study, so I'm very happy. I still have time to go canoeing and fishing when I can.
Good.
So yeah, I feel very lucky.
That's excellent. Well, the OFAH is very happy to have helped you along the way a bit.
And, oh, yes.
And we're always very interested in hearing the data and the information that comes back because it's intriguing. And after all of us and, our listeners like to hear about this type of thing too. So all the best luck with your future research.
Thank you. My study should be wrapped up this year, so I'll let you know about the conclusion.
Yes, give me a call and we'll talk about that. It'll be great, Jose.
Thank you so much.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Upland bird hunting and the OFAH Youth Pheasant Hunt when we return after these important messages from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Joining us today is Bruce Janinga from Bird's Eye View Game Preserve.
How are you doing, Bruce?
Oh, every day is a good day.
It is. So I heard, little birdie told me that you retired.
I retired from the Canadian Food Inspection Agency after 28 years of service. Yes, I did.
So now your new thing is just focus solely on the game preserve?
That's the whole idea. I'm retired, but you wouldn't know it because every day I'm busier than I was before.
That's awesome news. Well, one thing that a lot of us have noted, at least in Ontario, is the opportunities for upland bird hunting. I mean, it's narrow to slim. There's some grouse hunting, not a lot of upland bird hunting, and it's a type of hunting that a lot of people, including myself, really have a passion for. Now, you have a game preserve, which actually allows people to hunt for upland birds. How many months a year do you have that hunting at the preserve now?
We generally start the first week of September and go right on through to generally the end of April, depending on how warm it gets. Sometimes we start a little earlier in August, but it's this type of weather that we're having here now at 30 degrees, it's a little too hot. But once it starts notching down, we usually go from September to April.
So it's a longer season than what the M&RF allows for. How does that work if somebody goes to your preserve, and harvests some birds, and they're taking them home, and they get pulled over by a conservation officer, and he says, well, hey, the season isn't open. How does that work?
Yeah, well, a pheasant is the controlled game bird, and I have a promulgation license to raise them. Also, the hunting preserve has a permit on it to hunt birds from the Ministry of Natural Resources for 365 days a year. So there is no season on that property and only on the 200-acre property that we do the hunting on.
Okay.
So all the other gun rules apply except for the rules for hunting birds. It's 365 days a year we can hunt.
Okay, that's awesome. So a little bit of an extended season. You mentioned pheasants. Are there other types of birds that are available at the game preserve?
Yes, we also do, and some people do prefer chuckers as well. Chuckers is a little bit bigger than a pigeon. They're very explosive when they fly, but they will hold a little tighter. And some people just prefer chuckers. Some people prefer pheasants, but those are the two birds that we offer at Bird's Eye View Game Farm and Hunting Preserve.
Okay, and when I think about those two birds, I think about a bird like you were saying. They hold. They'll hold, and they'll hope that their predators pass by. So the need for a dog comes into play. For our listeners who do not have a dog, is there still opportunities for them to take advantage of some hunting out there?
Absolutely. We have various guides that we utilize. There is an extra charge for the guiding service, but we have a guide and dog service that is available. And they will do, each guide and dog will do up to four hunters at the same time. They don't like to go any more than that at the same time because safety reasons, but we can have two or three guides on the farm at the same time.
Right. So it sounds to me like a day hunt, maybe a half day hunt, something like that?
Yes, yeah, so generally that's how we break it down. As a rule of thumb, 24 or less birds, it's a half a day hunt, or the purchase of 24 or more birds, it's a full day hunt. And we do something I believe is fairly unique in Ontario that whenever you book our game farm, you will be the only group hunting on our place at that time. I do not have multiple groups hunting on our farm.
That's nice. Gives your patrons lots of room to move around and experience the outdoors, just with the people that they came with. That's cool. So a few years ago now, the OFAH approached you about some opportunities for youth hunting. And after all, pheasant hunting is something that really lends itself to that type of thing for new hunters. And you hosted the OFH Youth Hunting event. It was in October. And I think this year, is this going to be the third or the fourth year now?
We're working on our fourth year.
This is 4 years now. And, you know, thank you from yours truly and on behalf of the OFH for really bending over backwards and making this a huge success. I mean, for all you listeners out there, just to give you an idea, because Bruce isn't a bragger. He puts up the whole farm and the pheasants and skeet shooting, and, you know, we just bring ourselves out there and we have a great time with all these kids who don't, you know, they don't have a mentor. They don't have an opportunity to go hunting. How does that event work, Bruce?
Well, basically, as you said, the OFH approached me and had this idea that they wanted to bring kids on that don't have the opportunity to come, you know, for various reasons. And I think last year we had 11 that come out, and the OFH went out and got them their firearms permit and their hunting license, and then that all culminated with the day of hunting at Bird's Eye View Game Farm Hunting Preserve, where we shot pheasants and chuckers, and I brought guides and dogs along, and they had a lot of fun with skeet shooting too. I bring the skeet thrower out, so yeah, it was quite the event. And then every year it seems like we do things a little bit better, and the kids seem to enjoy it, and every year I can do it, I will be doing it.
Well, we really appreciate that, and one thing that I love to see is I love to see the confidence in the kids build, especially, you know, they get up to the skeet thrower and they learn how to hit the target, and then they eventually work their way up to, you know, going out with your guides and actually harvesting a bird. And then, of course, you know, processing the bird and cooking it right on the spot, which is, as you know, I'm a big fan of the cuisine.
Oh, yes. Yes, and if I can recall, I don't remember any leftovers neither.
No. No, we cleaned through them pretty good, and I think we need to remember to bring a little extra food for those poor guides who are going hard all day for this year, that's for sure.
Yes, I think we cleaned it. There was nothing left time they got back.
So for the listeners out there who are interested in trying some upland hunting, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, you can email us at Bird's Eye View Game Farm. We'll pop up there. Or you can call us at 905-349-3008. And either my wife, Jane, or myself will get back to you, and we can get it all teed up for you.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun, and you want to check that out for sure. And for those listeners out there who have who either are apprentice hunters or know of apprentice hunters who do not have a mentor, or even if they need some training and they want to get involved in this type of event, you can either visit the OFAH website and go to the hunting category, or, you know what, just email me, randy@ahradio.ca, and I'll help you get pointed in the right direction. Well, thank you so much, Bruce, for taking some time out of watching all. How many birds have you got out there right now?
Well, it's hard to count them because I don't really like to hold still.
Keep moving. Yeah.
It's right around 4,000 that I have.
Wow. So we'll let you get back to babysitting your 4,000 birds. And I know for sure I'll see you by October 18th, which is the youth hunt. And there again, get in touch with either of us and we'll certainly give you a hand. Thanks, Bruce.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to the youth hunt again.
Yeah, me too.
The Win a Yamaha Alumacraft Boat Contest is up next.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi, folks. Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire. Canada's Fishing Store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Planning a camping trip this year? You can help prevent the spread of destructive forest pests like emerald ash borer and beech bark disease by purchasing your firewood in the area where you plan to burn it. Transporting wood can introduce invasive species to new areas. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
We had a record response to our win, a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package. So we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is Advantage. Qualified young hunters under the age of majority do not require a migratory game bird hunting permit to participate on Waterfowler Heritage Day, but must meet all other federal and provincial requirements, including having an Ontario Hunter Apprenticeship Safety Card. This is available only to Ontario residents. If young hunters elect to hunt at other times during the open season, they will be required to purchase a migratory game bird hunting permit and wildlife habitat conservation stamp. Mentors must be at least 18 years of age and possess a valid migratory game bird hunting permit with wildlife habitat conservation stamp and Ontario small game license. Each mentor may accompany only one young hunter, and mentors are not permitted to use a firearm. While hunting, mentors are required to provide continuous, direct, and immediate supervision to the youth. For more information, refer to the Migratory Birds Hunting Regulation Summary or go to www.ofah.org for more information on youth hunting.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrvoradio.com.